Now on The Wire, we don't often have mystery sounds, but see if you can guess what this is. That's the sound of 1,200 people gathering to share innovative ideas. You've heard of speed dating, but the latest technique to reboost economies is speed networking. Tonight, in South Australia, Flinders University will attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the largest networking event. It's called Icebreaker 16. I spoke to the director of the university's new venture institute, Matthew Salia, about what the event has in store.
Brought researchers and CEOs together, and the objective, of course, is to have 20-odd, three-minute conversations where you start to get a feel for it, an understanding of what both the researcher does and what the CEO is challenged by in their business and whatever their industry is. So this is obviously that amplified many, many times. But what it proves to us is the ability to bring people together to talk about how they can collaborate, to talk about how they can have a creation of new value between them, where before they might not have thought they had anything at all in common.
So 3 minutes is pretty short, hardly time to say hello and introduce yourself. Will it be like a case of the university side of things pitching to business, to not-for-profits?
3 minutes does seem short, but it's amazing what you can convey in that 3.5 minute time. And because of the scale of the event, we'll actually have more than just university talking to business or government and so on. We'll actually have innovative startups talking to growth companies. We'll have large corporates coming talking to students. We'll have all that blended through. And we've already had two PhD students employed by businesses as a result of the first conversation they had at one of these events. We've had over $500,000 of grants come in with researchers working with industry based on the first discussion at these things. So we see really tangible benefits of that, and that is important. But of course, there's a bigger story here, and that bigger story is that the collaboration needs to be at the core of how a university engages within the communities it operates.
Is it significant that this is happening in a state that has huge economic problems?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important to note that South Australia is transforming. And, you know, on some levels, all of our economies around the world are doing that, of course. South Australia is feeling it more intimately because of the strong manufacturing base, which has seen decline so much. But, you know, as a university and as an educator of the people, the graduates going into the workforce in the future, we need to be ensuring that they're going best prepared to create value. And that value can be created by starting something themselves or being more innovative, being more entrepreneurial on how they present themselves as an employee, because every business does need to think about the new ways that they're going to create value in the future as things change. Yeah, economic conditions change, and we need to be leading how that happens and facilitating that process as best we can.
That's Matthew Salia of Flinders University's New Ventures Institute. That icebreaker event happening tonight, hoping to bring some breakthroughs into an economy that's quite struggling in South Australia.